Sean Duffy has only been in Congress for about a month, but he's already the focus of an ad by the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee. The radio and web ad cites President Obama's push for investment in science and education, and then accuses Duffy of wanting to slash funding for both.
But Congressman Sean Duffy supports a plan in Congress that would cut education by 40%, and his plan would cut science and technology research by 40% too. Research and development is how we get the new products that create new jobs.
The cuts are part of a proposal by the Republican Study Committee of the House of Representatives to reduce the deficit. Duffy says the Democratic committee ad is tying him to numbers that he doesn't necessarily endorse, but he says budget cuts have to be made by the new Congress.
At some point, we have to sit back and say, this can't continue. Let's have our government start to live within its means, and let's start to make responsible cuts. Let's start to scale the size of government back, so we don't bankrupt this great nation. And that's what I'm proposing that we do.
Duffy was one of 19 freshman Republican congressmen singled out by the Democratic committee. In response, a conservative group, American Crossroads GPS, is running competing ads in all 19 districts, including Duffy's, tying the Democratic ads to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and blaming her for the country's budget deficit. In Wausau, I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.